This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, Courtney is on vacation. Chime kindly filling in when it comes to today's news. Hello, Chime.
Hello, Greg. We'll begin with a BU shuttle bus that was covered in foam after the driver reportedly smelled a smoky smell.
Ah, while transporting people, passengers, the thing caught on fire.
Well, there was smoke, okay. But there was no fire.
Okay.
A busy Boston roadway was shut down after a smoke investigation on a shuttle bus on Thursday around 4 p.m. Fire crews responded to that area of Mass Ave at Tremont Street, where a Boston University bus was pulled over because the driver smelled smoke. According to BU, the shuttle bus was out of service coming from Braintree to Boston and was scheduled to be put in for service later in the day. A BU spokesperson says the smoke was caused from the hybrid bus battery, but the bus never caught fire.
Okay.
We can hear from one witness from WHDH.
Just like billowing white smoke out of the top. They had like two guys out there with hoses, and they were hitting the top of the truck, the top of the bus pretty well. Smell was pretty bad when I was coming back in, so had like a chemically smell. First thing I saw was no one was on the bus when I got close to it. Looked like an empty bus, so definitely that's good.
This happens from time to time with the hybrids where they just burst into flames. But you are saving the planet when you drive one. So I guess worth the risk.
There you go.
Yeah.
This is that common?
Yeah.
The hybrid
Yeah, people's garages catch on fire and such. Yeah.
How have they not fixed that?
Well, I'm sure they're working on it. How is
that okay?
It's about saving the planet, Mego. Please don't say anything about it, please.
Okay.
All right, Shime, what's next?
Well, Greg, this one hits near and dear to me. I actually mentioned this on the program, I think it was yesterday or the day before, but we have video now of a theft of about approximately $115,000 worth of rare Pokemon cards from a New Bedford store.
This is wild. You alluded to this yesterday, and now the video is out.
Correct. Yeah. So Mitch has the video for you. If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, you can see the smash and grab. They stole nearly $115,000 worth of Pokemon cards from First Edition Collectibles in New Bedford. The brazen early morning heist that could rival any cartoon villain was caught on surveillance video, as you can see. In only 30 seconds, the masked thief is seen busting in around 2:30 a.m., knowing exactly what they want.
Oh.
The Pokemon cards and boxes.
They knew what they want.
Wow. Yes, correct.
Inside Jabberino, maybe.
Yep.
Well, I hesitate to say inside job just because if you're a Pokemon connoisseur of any kind, you know exactly which ones are rare, and you've probably gone and scoped out the scene.
They call it casing the joint.
Casing the joint. Well done, Greg. And so that would be my guess, is this is someone who cased the joint, knew exactly where the most rare cards were, especially the Neo Revelations box, which was the most valuable item.
Of course.
Which is worth, that box alone is worth approximately $30,000.
Wow. Yeah. They did say the dude left fingerprints, but they're covered with Cheetos orange dust. But yes, okay, so do we have audio on
Yes, that? We can hear from the owner, Felipe Andrade, on WBZ.
Never in my wildest dreams have I thought that, you know, my shop would be, you know, kind of the focus of something like this. I don't know if they're desperate or money hungry or what, but if they're watching, they just know that they're not a part of this community. We have people out looking for them.
Mm. What did they? What's the most valuable one that they got? Have you seen?
So that $30,000 Neo Revelation Pokemon box was the most expensive one. But they also grabbed like a base set Charizard. I believe they grabbed a Skyridge Charizard, which is skyrocketing right now.
It's they got the Skyridge.
So there's certain Skyridge Charizards out there right now, Greg, that are more expensive than Rolexes.
I've been trying to get the Skyridge for several years.
It's a big grail card for a lot of people. I actually shout out to First Edition Collectibles after I mentioned it. They followed me on Instagram, so shout out to them. Yeah, yeah.
Sweet.
I hope they find these guys. I believe if you go on like Instagram or Twitter, they've released a lot of the SKU numbers for these products. Uh-huh. So if you come across them, you can kind of report them, and we can find the thieves.
Yeah, because I saw a report.
Well, you're not supposed to. If you see one, you're going to alert the authorities.
You're going to snitch?
Yeah, snitches.
Yeah, you don't go in and steal, Greg. They broke into a store and stole it.
This is a dangerous criminal. Snitch. I wouldn't want to get wrapped up in it.
Yeah, are you sure they're that dangerous? They stole Pokemon cards.
They could be.
They clearly cased the joint. They knew exactly what they were looking
for. Chime, I saw a report out there that they said that they actually were kind of hot on the trails of who it potentially could be. They said they were looking out for a minivan. On the back of it, it says Soccer Mom, and there was a middle-aged white woman driving it. So.
Ha, 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 ha.
They should check Santo's whereabouts.
So maybe that's why he went to Ireland. He had to escape the country.
Fleeing the country?
Okay.
Next, Greg, the Boston Police Department Commissioner, Michael Cox, was asked about Kelly Dever testifying in the Karen Reed case.
Yes, yes.
Kelly Dever was a former Canton police officer who now works with the BPD. We can hear from Commissioner Cox talking about that.
Your name came up during the recent Karen Reed trial. You got a visit from Officer Kelly Dever. The defense implied that you influenced your testimony. Do you want to respond to that?
I have nothing to do with Karen Reed. Matter of fact, I didn't even know this person was associated with the Karen Reed case. I have no idea what they're talking about with Karen Reed. It had nothing to do with Karen Reed. No discussion
did
about
it. Did you tell Officer Dever to do the right thing?
I didn't know she was even associated with that case. So, you know, I don't know. I was struck. Like, what do I have to do with the Karen Reed race? I never have said those words together. And so the fact is, you know, it's much to do about nothing.
Do you feel that you were inappropriately drawn into this as boogeyman?
That case is over. And, you know, we've got a lot of other stuff to talk about. I have nothing to do with Karen Reed. I was in the state of Michigan.
I was in the state of Michigan. Well, somebody's being disingenuous. It's one of the two of them, it would seem to me, because she had testified that told federal investigators, I believe, that that she had to go see the big boss, and that he had said to do the right thing, and now he's saying that he didn't. So I'm not sure who they got to figure out who's telling the truth.
Yeah, that's the hard part. He was in Michigan playing golf with Shime.
Fabulous courses.
Huh. Traverse City. Okay. Mm-hmm. These people just testify to these things left and right, and nobody ever investigates it afterwards. Like, I don't care what the trial is. Doesn't this trial, any other trial, Congress, people are under oath and they testify, and I don't think they're being honest at times, and then nobody ever goes back and investigates and prosecutes them for lying under oath.
You're pushing for more investigations into perjury.
Well, yes, yeah. I think. Is it not an important thing? Like,
I agree, it is. It's just more taxpayers' money. I don't know that the Commonwealth needs to like go further into spending money around this whole situation
to see whether or not somebody who's lying.
No, in some cases, this particular case, I would love for everyone to move on.
Yes.
You would?
Yeah, we've done it twice now. I don't think we need like the trial tree to bear more fruit of going into perjury cases. I understand people want justice.
Okay,
and
well then why
you
would
have
anybody,
different interpretations of that? But like, do we need to spend more of the Commonwealth's tax dollars on it?
I hate to be a hardo. But then why would anybody ever tell the truth when they're under oath ever again? If there are no repercussions when you lie,
seems like
I don't. I know you don't want to hold anybody accountable.
No, I ain't got nothing to do with that. I think the problem because is like what Mago says is it's going to be really difficult to prove whether a person was lying under oath, and then that's just more taxpayers' money.
In this case, you could go back and look at emails and find out whether or not the officer had the meeting with him and what the subject. I mean, I get it. Like, but if you're not, they did a public records request on the special prosecutor, Hank Brennan,
mm-hmm.
and the Norfolk County District Attorney spent. Do you know how much he paid that prosecutor from November of 2024 through the end of this last trial? Do you have any guess?
$2 million.
$566,000. Wow. That guy was paid. When you had 30, 40 assistant district attorneys or district attorneys in that Norfolk DA's office who could have prosecuted that case, you paid the taxpayers.
But that's my point. Like, let's not throw more money after the situation of trying to further investigate. I know this is not going to be popular because people feel like there were real missteps and mm-hmm. nefarious actions in that.
Yeah.
Like, and you probably know way more about it than me. I was a very mm-hmm. casual follower of this. I just don't. I think like there's other stuff we can use the tax money on.
Yeah. Like bike washing stations.
No, like fix the stupid roads so I don't have nails going into my tire every and, you know, going over.
Or hire more public defenders so that there's not guys just like getting out without trials.
Yes.
Maybe we can use the money.
Investigate what Jaron Duran is doing in that dugout.
Yeah.
What
that
is
celebration?
That?
Investigate that. Let's get to the bottom of that.
Let's take a break and get to the rest of the news.
That sounds great, Greg.
Is that okay?
Yeah, right. Of course.
Here is Mego for Courtney with what is trending right now.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. A 3-run seventh inning propelled the Boston Red Sox to their seventh straight win last night. They took the first game of four against the Tampa Bay Rays 4-2-3. You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. Let's hear from Sedan Rafaela, who had the go-ahead two-run double during that inning. Here he is with Lou Marloni on the Nissan postgame show.
For you, what do you think is the difference? What are you feeling right now in the box?
I want to win. I think that's the most important thing right now for me. I want to win. I want to play October here in Fenway, huh?
Walker Buehler gave up 3 runs over 6 innings, and closer Waltz Chapman struck out 2 in the ninth to record his 16th save and 1,300th strikeout.
I mean, I guess 6 innings is a positive when it comes to Walker Buehler.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't give up 7 runs in the first,
right,
like he normally does.
And you don't, and also you don't have to go. You didn't have to go to the bullpen mm-hmm. after the second or the third with
right.
him or whatever. So but you know, Craig Breslow said it on this show yesterday. He is interested in starting pitching, and so
right.
We shall see what happens.
I like how specific he's being.
Yeah,
I think it's a good sign. Let's see here. Big news for the Sox. Alex Bregman will return to the lineup tonight. According to MassLife's Chris Cotillo, the Sox moved David Hamilton down to Worcester to make room for Bregman, who's been out with a quad strain since May. Manager Alex Cora says Bregman will play in 2 games in this Tampa series. So you guys are in luck. Both Greg and Shime. Maybe you'll get to see Bregman this
weekend. Well, Shime, you'll get to see him tonight.
That'd be awesome.
Like, definitely. And then, I don't know, maybe he'll take tomorrow off and play Sunday. I don't know.
Hunter Dobbins gets the start tonight against the Rays. You can catch all the action at 7:10 with Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks here on the Shaw's Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Christian Arcan gets you ready with pregame at 6:10. Fresh blueberries are ripe, ready, and on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Get blueberries by the pint for just $1.97 each when you use the digital coupon limit to short on time, order free curbside pickup, or get delivery. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network.
Still have time to leave a Hill note. We will play the best ones back in about an hour at 9:20, and we will get the weekly wrap-up from Acrobatic at 8:45, and we will continue with the rest of the news next, including West Virginia not like the rest of us. Probably gives you an excuse to play one of Wiggy's favorite songs when we rejoin coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Well, there you go, Mego, the song about Maryland.
Beautiful Montgomery County, Maryland.
Or Massachusetts, if you listen to Wiggy. Oh. And the kid comes up big and cemented his spot here. And we don't have to. Yesterday, there were some who were alarmed by Craig Breslow on this show yesterday, sounding very, very willing to send Marcelo Meyer back to
Craig.
So I hope that that is not the case.
Like, does he need to further prove himself through this series?
No, I don't.
To Craig Breslow.
I mean, the issue is really is all about Bregman coming back and just the embarrassment of riches that you have on this baseball team. So. Mm-hmm.
Like you said, move Meyer to second base.
Why not?
He's a great infielder. We know he could play third. We know he could play short. So he can easily probably play second as well. So move him to second base, and then you don't have to worry about anything. And then, like Shime said, you know, figure out what you're going to do with Hamilton, and there's no issues.
Well, they sent Hamilton down last night. We've been talking about that all morning.
There you go.
But, you know, I just am. I said this at the start of the show, and I fear that the way this team is playing may make those guys feel like they don't have to do anything come trade deadline time, and I would that would disappoint me. So
I think if they continue this way, they've earned a little reward. Like, the position that I start from is that you sold so big moving Devers' contract and getting that money back that you already did a huge sell way before the trade deadline. So you're already operating in the position where you did a huge sell. You told everybody it was financial flexibility. Now you have to make good on that a little bit if the team continues to win. Like, I understand what you're saying, that they could say, everything's so perfect right now. Look how well we're winning in so many different ways. It's not just the bats are super high.
Yeah, I mean,
we have a comeback win last night.
Yes.
But you have to reward it a little bit. You can't pretend like there aren't still some areas of need, especially with the pitching.
But that's a comeback win against a good baseball team. And you swept teams that are not great. However, both of those teams, Nationals and Rockies, hadn't been swept in quite some time. Like, you're winning baseball games, and Courtney used it. Wiggy uses the word vibe. Like, I don't necessarily love that word because I don't know.
I don't know. When you see Jaron Duran celebrating, Greg, that indicates to me real good vibe.
Yes.
Also,
But there is something to that whole thing.
But not to Craig Breslow. Like, Craig Breslow is the guy who puts things into simulations and sees what it spits out. Like, I do think that's a big part of his process. I'm not saying that I don't like that approach, but I don't think that he cares as much about the vibe of the clubhouse versus let me plug in the simulation and all the different ways that this could win or not win. And that matters more to him.
Right. So he's going to be willing to F with it, if you will, when it comes to somebody like Jaron Duran. Because...
Yeah.
You know, and if you're going to go get, like, you know, we were talking about it yesterday, and everybody talks about Joe Ryan and whether you can shake Joe Ryan loose from the Twins. Like, you're going to have to part with
something
with Jaron Duran, but probably more than Jaron Duran if you're going to do that.
Well, the interesting part here, Greg and Mego, is where they are right now. So let's say they split this series. Very good going into the All-Star break. We talk about the trade deadline. The most intriguing and interesting part is going to be the 9 games after the All-Star break. You got 3 against the Cubs, 3 against the Phillies, 3 against the Dodgers. If you can come away with a very good record in that stretch, you are now in a position where you have, I don't think anybody's going to dispute and go, oh, this team is a legit contender.
Yeah.
You need to do something.
Curtis may not come back from Hawaii if that's the situation.
I mean, think about that. If you go 6-3 in that 9-game stretch.
6-3? That would be
five and four?
Well, 6-3 would be undeniable.
Right.
Like,
that's
it would
point.
Be malpractice.
Okay,
if
so you want to say 5-4?
Yeah, okay.
A game above 500 against those three teams. I think there's no question that, and that'll be before the deadline, that they have to sit there and go, yes, we need to add, because this team that we have is a legitimate contender if you can compete. And I don't think anybody, and what can the fans say? Well, you just maybe a split with the Rays, and then you just went a game above 500 against, you know, arguably three of the best teams in the National League.
Well, you're in a good spot right now to at least split this series. Like, you should do that.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, if we're sitting here Monday morning and you win this series and then it's All-Star break, you've got to do what it takes to add another arm to the team. Like, it's your obligation.
Isn't it as simple as, like, you are in a playoff position?
Yep.
You're in a playoff position. You need to help the team. You need to get to the playoffs this season. You need to get to the postseason.
Right.
It's been so long, and you've asked the fans to wait for so long. So if you're sitting at the trade deadline and you're in a playoff position, you should add to the team. To me, it's that simple.
Right.
People talk about, are they going to be over 500? Who's going to be this guy? Is it going to have to take care? I don't care. Like,
right.
Add a pitcher if you're over, if you're in playoff position.
I don't know what this 617 texter is talking about. The hesitation to make a trade has nothing to do with money at the deadline. Nobody said it did. It's prospects. Again, it's all talk radio narrative from people who don't know the game. Nobody has said at any point that it's, that
because
has anything
Rafael
to do with
Devers
money.
Money is always a consideration. If you're trading for a guy and you want future control of him, yeah, you're going to look at what the contract's going to be, and you have money to play with.
You're not getting Joe Ryan for prospects unless you're unless you consider Roman Anthony or Marcelo Meyer to be prospects. You're not doing that.
Well, see, I'm under the impression, or I'm under the expectation that they're going to make a big move at the trade deadline, and they're going to go out and get a legitimate number two starter. Like that's the, based on the way that they've been playing, and if they continue to play this way, and then I talk about when you look at those three series that you got coming out after the All-Star break, you do well in those. Like, my thing is, it's a no-brainer, right? It's a no-brainer that they make a move and go get somebody.
You would think. This is Charlie from Boston. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, guys. Wiggy, great point so far. These next, like, nine or whatever, three series are super important. The scary part about it is the Dodgers are last, and the last game is on the 27th. Mm-hmm. So, like, they're going to be playing this crazy game of chicken, like, this next month. It's going to be pretty crazy to watch. So, but I don't know if they're going to make a big splash.
Like, the Dodgers just lost. They were on a six-game lose streak.
They got swept by the Brewers just now.
So I'm not.
Right.
Like, I mean, I'm not terrified of the Dodgers at this point.
No.
Ralphie. You look at the value piece being Jaron Duran, really. It's not William Abreu. They're going to have to part with him if they want to get something of significance, and they may look at that as a complete chemistry derailment or something like that.
Well, the big question is, does the celebration leave if Duran leaves?
I hope they would do it.
Does the new Selly leave?
I hope they would do it in his absence, in his honor.
They would sadly do it?
They would still do it.
They would frown and do it.
Because remember, Crochet, we had the video of Crochet doing it, and then he used the milk in, so they'll definitely keep that up to the Duran. I don't know what it is. Like,
what does milking the cow have to do with what they're doing?
Because they also have the one, like the Zeke Elliott, like spoon the food in, don't they?
No,
so
that's,
we were talking about that.
Filming the
is that a film camera?
When they get on base, I thought that was feed me that they were doing.
Like the Zeke Elliott feed me.
But I think it's
filming something.
Yeah, I think it's more like they're, Wiggy's right, they're filming something.
It's a lot of
that seems like an old time reference.
There's the Crochet was doing this one here,
it's definitely about eating.
Yeah, what's the wave, Wiggy?
That was Connor Wong was doing that on the other video with the Crochet doing.
I know,
the milk
but what do you think that wave
isn't
is?
Isn't the wave from the viral TikTok video of the kid on the front of the boat?
Where is he?
I think it's in Indonesia or something.
Well, I don't know.
Are these all just TikTok things?
I have no idea. Like, see, here's the one that. Yeah.
Well, everybody does the eat me, like the, I shouldn't say eat me, eat the, everybody does the eating, the spoon, the fork, the eat, but that.
The
but
classic Zeke Elliott.
Correct. But Wiggy believes that has now, there's a different version of that, which is film, the old time camera film thing.
See, that's the film me thing.
Yeah.
And there's the milk in, and then there's the eat the cake. And then there's the Connor Wong, like, two-finger swing. I don't know what that...
I mean, if it's cake, Jaron Duran's really getting right down in there when it comes to that cake.
I mean, who doesn't love
Jaron Duran looks so happy doing that celebration.
Really, I think it's the tongue that creeps you out, right?
The whole thing creeps you out.
The whole thing does. Right. Yeah, it gives you the ick, the whole thing.
Maybe it doesn't give me the ick. It makes me, like, feel bashful.
Maybe it's the Jackson...
It makes me feel
bashful.
Right.
It makes me feel very bashful, and I'm a married woman.
The Jackson eating watermelon. It could be that. You know, you eat watermelon.
Stop, Wiggy. Why are you doing it in front of me?
Yeah, please don't.
HR!
Please stop doing it.
Oh, my God.
All right. I know one thing. Nesson will not be focused on that going forward, I don't think.
Need more of it.
Yeah, there'll be more of it. There's too many celebrations now.
When's the next time the Red Sox are on Sunday Night Baseball? I feel like that's going to catch them by surprise. they're gonna be over on Duran. For some cute little feature.
I would imagine one of those series after the All-Star break, right? One of the either Phillies or the Dodgers.
Dodgers feels like it. Hopefully he's still around.
Shine, we had some news left.
I
definitely want to get to West Virginia, not like the rest of us. I don't know where that.
Do you want to skip ahead to that?
No. What do you have next?
Well, Greg, I have influencers in the news for you.
Okay.
Right. It's influencers in the news on the Greg Hill Show.
I don't know, Greg, if you've ever heard of the idea of disaster tourism.
Is this where this is a common thing now, unfortunately, where influencers are going to disaster areas to visit and create content? Am I correct about that?
Correct. And they claim it's to raise awareness and potentially bring in economic aid for recovery.
No, it's to get likes and to get views and to get clicks.
I would tend to agree with you, Greg. Yes. And so the Texas Division of Emergency Management Chief Nim Kidd also agrees with us, as he emphasized that such visitors hinder rescue efforts and could put themselves in harm's way as the region faces continuing risks like flash flooding. So they are asking the people who are trying to engage in disaster tourism to stay away from the flood affected areas of Texas.
Like, what these questions answer themselves, but what is wrong with people? Like, you think it's cool to go and get content for because you're an influencer at a place where well over 100 people died during a flash flood?
Not just 100 people, but all those little girls at that camp. I mean, this is
like, stay away.
One of the saddest stories over 4th of July. Why would you want to?
People have lost all reason. Like, all they care about are themselves, like, and their social media platform.
It's like my mother used to say, they have no scruples.
Stay away.
No morals. Like, so they're just looking now with social media.
I didn't know this was a trend. So people do this and
they did.
They put themselves in the middle of the
they were doing
recovery efforts.
It was very popular during the fires in California, in Malibu. Okay. Like, there were people out that went out there for a trip to go and create content. And they try to pass it off as they're trying to raise awareness. All right, West Virginia. Let's go to West Virginia.
All right, Greg, let's head to West Virginia. As a couple was busted for having sex behind the wheel of an RV in West Virginia.
That seems like the RV
in motion?
No. RV.
Was it driving down the road?
Yes, I believe they're driving down the road.
Correct.
In motion, yes.
Two people in West Virginia are facing several charges after an officer says he observed them having sex while driving the RV. Bluefield police say the driver, Matthew McDonald, admitted to having sex with his female passenger, later identified as Shannon Bryant. The officer said the RV came back as stolen and drug paraphernalia was also found in the vehicle during the traffic stop. McDonald's facing charges that include indecent exposure, driving under the influence, and possession of a controlled substance without a valid prescription. Additionally, he already had warrants out for his arrest from Bluefield Municipal Court and Tazewell County, Virginia.
I mean, pull the thing over. There's a bed in there.
Right.
It's not like
not that hard. You can just stop.
You're driving a Toyota. Like you have an actual bed in the RV.
Way more room if you just pull it over. But it is Bluefield, West Virginia, where my wife lives 25 minutes from there.
Oh, she does. Yeah.
But you're right, Greg. Pull the thing over. There's probably plenty. Believe me, in West Virginia, of kind of like scenic rest stops where you can pull your RV over and just go to Pound Town. Driving has got to, it's very, car sex is uncomfortable.
Correct.
Unless you have the classic old school Scooby-Doo van where you have the whole, you remember those vans were big back in the day.
Is that going to become a trend, too, with all the self-driving cars?
But that won't be as dangerous because the car is actually driving.
Right.
Yeah, but like the car's driving, but even if you're doing it from the driver's seat, like that seems.
Oh, well, you're saying, but if it's self-driving, back?
Like with some of the Teslas, can't you go into like autopilot?
Oh, yeah, you could do that, but
I saw one of those Waymos on the road the other day.
Right, I was thinking that type of car.
And I drove up really quick because I wanted to see the car with no driver, but someone was driving it.
Oh, they were?
It was super lit. I was like, are they transporting it somewhere? Because I thought, oh my gosh, they finally came to Boston.
Well, they are here. I think.
Have you seen one on the road?
I haven't seen one.
I don't know. I feel like it's the first time you see it driving, and this was on the highway, the first time you see it with no driver in it in Boston is going to be
Will it freak you out?
So freaky.
It'll freak you out.
I get in it.
I would get in it. I think it's probably going to be safer than most drivers.
Yeah. I mean, I get in some of the Uber cars with some of these drivers, and I'm like, God damn, you can't drive.
I know.
So I'd rather, you know what, if I'm going to roll the dice, I'll roll it with, you know, auto driver.
Wiggy, what is the point where an Uber driver is doing too much on their phone? Like a rideshare driver, at what point do you get nervous? Because, you know, they always have the phone out, obviously, for GPS. Like,
well, they're but like, sometimes they're fishing for like the next ride. Right.
I've been in ones where you stop at a red light and then they're on Instagram and TikTok and going through videos.
And then a lot of times some of the Uber GPS is so wrong.
Yeah.
Like it takes
And they
you
don't
to,
know the city. And they, so
exactly. It takes you
mess.
To the wrong place and they're going the wrong day. One time I'm in an Uber driver and I was here and I was going back to the crib and he was taking me Mass Pike heading out to Springfield. And I'm like, where you going?
How far did you go? Yeah,
one of those days when you forgot to fill up the gas tank.
I'm like, where is you going? He was going in the other direction. And I'm like, it was in the back. I don't know.
And
what
then
the
you feel weird saying something.
Yeah, now
I, don't,
just,
I hate
now
saying
I'm just
stuff.
Like, no, you're going the
I'm
wrong
like,
direction.
Oh, excuse me. I think that was your exit.
Well, you're
like,
paying for it. I mean, you could,
I know,
you could say
but
it
I
nicely
could,
if you want
it. I try to say it nicely, but I don't like confrontation.
all right, that's it news-wise, Shine.
That'll do it today,
you,
Greg.
Thank you very much. Coming up next, we will wrap the week up with
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Still time to leave a Hill Note, and we'll play the best ones back in about a half an hour or thereabouts at 9:20. 781 texter listening late on the Odyssey app has an issue with your lead this morning, Mego. And you can do that, by the way. If you download the Odyssey app, you can listen to this show at your convenience. you know, we're on at 6, but you can listen to it starting at 8 or you can listen to it starting at noon. So download the app if you haven't. But anyway, I will read verbatim. Mego's lead could not be more wrong. Mm-hmm. I could not care less about Jaden Daniels. Drake May is my guy. I summarize your lead again, essentially, that Patriots fans are always going to be obsessed with Jaden Daniels.
Pretty much. Andy Hart said that Jaden Daniels was going to have a disappointing second season after his great rookie season. And that's something that I'm hearing a lot from Patriots fans or Patriots watchers in my personal life around here, is this preoccupation with Jaden Daniels and how he's going to fall off in his second season while Drake May makes progress, because we just haven't seen that much of Drake May compared to
That's the issue for me, though. Like, I feel like his development is further along than Drake May's. Because it was going into this season,
last season.
I don't even judge Drake. You can't even judge Drake May on a full season yet.
No, I don't. All you can do is look at what he has done last season, take some bits and pieces of that and say, okay, he's got to clean up his turnovers, but he looks like he has the talent. And I agree with you, Mego, in the sense that we're always going to look at the two, because there were a lot of people that New England fans were like, oh, hopefully Jaden Daniels will fall to the Pats at number 3. And there was this back and forth of, you know, is it Drake May or Jaden Daniels, and kind of what were the order was going to be. And then you see the success that Jaden Daniels has and you go, oh, wow, that could have been our guy. But I'm with you until we see a full season of Drake May, and then we see what Jaden Daniels looks like in his second year. We'll always be comparing these two, especially as Patriots fans, because there are some people that, you know, were hoping that New England would get Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I think it's what could have been. Yeah. And so because Jaden Daniels has the best modern rookie NFL quarterback season last year, and Drake May is stuck in this terrible situation in New England last year, people look at it and they're like, well, if you swap those, how good would Drake May be in Washington if he was in that situation versus where he was up here? And I just think there's going to be continued comparison, preoccupation, because you could have had Jaden Daniels, but it just didn't work out that way in terms of the order of the 2-3 in the draft.
Well, it'd be easy to find out this year, because you'll know what Drake May will look like to a certain extent with a better coach, a better offensive coordinator, a little bit better talent, you know, than he had last year. So you'll be able to see, okay, what does Drake May look like? And you'll be able to see how does Jaden Daniels progress his second year in the league. He has Deebo Samuel. He has,
Laremy Tunsil.
Terry McLaurin is kind of still, is he still holding out?
I just don't think those two sides are talking right now.
Okay, so, you know, hopefully,
I know everybody's like, oh, is Terry McLaurin going to come to the Patriots? And is he going to be traded?
I'm just saying from a Washington Commanders perspective.
I think they're just not talking right now.
You know, you potentially will have him and Deebo, so they'll have a better team. So you'll be able to see what Jaden Daniels looks like in his second year under Cliff Kingsbury.
I think it's just this classic case of, like, cutting somebody else down so that you feel better about yourself. And it's kind of like going towards the quarterback world where it's like, well, he had a great season last year, but luck.
He's the prototype, like, you know, Lamar Jackson kind of quarterback that everybody wants now. So
yeah, but you have
but all those quarterbacks are having a lot of success.
And you have the prototypical Josh Allen.
I know, but I don't think people appreciate it as much as they do when it comes to the Jaden Daniels.
Jaden's a better thrower, though.
Football?
You see Drake May
When Lamar came into the league.
I'm saying, compared to,
I know people want to be like, oh, he runs like Lamar, but
Drake
he was a better
May
thrower
on the jet ski?
I did see that.
Yeah,
I
mean, that's absolute dot.
That's difficult.
To Ramondre.
That's difficult to do.
How do you feel about Ramondre being the target there, though?
Like me, he struggled.
They were recreating that Tennessee moment.
He struggled on the whatever that belly board thing. He struggled on that, Drake May.
Belly board?
Well, the thing you get on
when the floaty?
No, the thing with the paddle board. That's what Drake May was on, and he struggled with it like I was when he threw the ball and he fell off.
Does that worry you?
Was he on a paddleboard?
What are you talking about?
Drake May was on a paddleboard.
I didn't see this video.
He was on a jet ski.
No, Ramondre Stevenson was on a jet ski.
I thought they were both on jet skis.
No, Drake
was definitely not on a jet ski.
He was on like a little paddleboard, and he threw it to Ramondre Stevenson, who caught it on a jet ski. That's why you got to watch the film. You got to watch the film over and over and
the
over.
The All-22.
You got to watch the All-22.
It was like one of those things you pull behind the boat when you're going like wake right. surfing or whatever.
A wakeboard?
No, like the bigger inflatable
like a floaty?
Thing.
He was on a big floaty?
Tubing. Yeah. Like that kind of thing.
I didn't watch this closely enough.
You know what? Go to X. Put in Drake May, Ramondre Stevenson, and can answer all the questions that you need,
okay,
Mango.
Okay, great.
It's a great thing about the world we live in.
I mean, you've watched the Jaron Duran film 40 times, Mango. Can you just focus on this, please?
I'm trying to add my own sound effects in. Like, let's make this a little more realistic.
Yo.
Siri, right. Play slurping.
We got to wrap the week up with our guy Acrobatic.
There you go.
All right, so here it is. All of this week from Acrobatic on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
Yeah. Acro. I love Boston sports. Greg Hill Show. WEEI. Let's go. For a minute there, the Sox were falling fast then. They turned around and won 9 of their last 10. We seeing progress even though there's more to make. The Sox been rocking this homestand before the break. And we got 3 All-Stars? Okay. Shout out to Bregman, Chapman, and Crochet. After the break, we won't see no scrubs. Right away, we get the Dodgers and the Phillies and the Cubs. Last week, everybody in the outfield played great. Time to find out who's staying and who's trade bait. Rafaela homered in 3 straight. Roman hit his first Fenway blast. He's soon to be great. And now Duran seeing a spark in his bat. And like Courtney said, I'm back in. The vibe is back. Yep. Hey, yo, I just watched Brian Bayo with 10 strikeouts and a complete game KO. Now, I don't want to sound too cocky, but the Sox swept both the Nationals and the Rockies. Woo. Lately, the Red Sox been playing with moxie. Let's do something this year. Check the trade block, B. No time to wait till winter for hockey. We outside like last week at Lake Winnipesaukee. Details of that trip were debatable. I heard Wiggy fell off the paddleboard because it was inflatable. Marky Mark, know it might bring some haters, dude, but homie moved to Vegas, now we want to buy the Raiders, too. Where's the loyalty to Boston performers? Stay away from sports, go back to your Transformers. All jokes aside, rest in peace to a man all New England fans admired, Lyndon Byers, the former Bees legend out of Saskatchewan. We were proud to know you, now we're all sad that you're gone. Expectations of players and coaches are focused on the Pats as the season approaches. Last year's mess needs solutions, and 2 messy goals took out the revolution. Turn it up!
Unbelievable.
So good.
Is he not the best?
That was really good.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Acrobatic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.